This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tomorrow, what the heck? 7 after the hour, another Monday is upon us. What a fabulous opportunity for us to reach for the gold. And may we begin, all of us today, with a, not a prayer of gratitude. I don't want to be like one of these fish stations that does all the Christian stuff. Not that that's bad, it's just not for me. But I do like to give gratitude, and I will say again, I'm so thankful that Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keelan is here and Kara Schillen is here. And I'm sure they're thankful that they found me, too.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
All right. So what did we do over the weekend, ladies, to set the tone for this? I suppose maybe we ought to talk about April Fool's Day. We didn't have a chance on Friday because it wasn't April Fool's. And April Fool's became something of a dud because all of I went to the trending sites and I saw this and it sort of started and stopped me in my tracks. We don't need April Fools anymore because we're living in a fake news nightmare.
Hmm.
And all of the things, you know, used to be fun. For example, the headline in the Boston Globe on Saturday was that Tom Brady had been traded to Buffalo.
That would have been breaking news, yeah.
It would have been, had it not been April Fool's. However, and there was, the story was actually, you know, Boston Globers usually have a very good sense of humor. I think they may have taken it from some of the side. I didn't see whether it was first rumored in Buffalo before it came to Boston. But at any rate, it was, for a while, you know, I forgot it was April 1st. And I think, oh, my God, why, how could they do that? They'll burn down Gillette Stadium. People will, they'll rip, they'll find Kraft and rip his heart out.
I think enough people felt that way and enough people fell for it because Tom Brady, I was looking at his Instagram page last night and he posted a picture of the cover of the Boston Globe or wherever the story was and and letting everyone know it was fake news but April Fool's, and so I guess maybe people were very concerned.
Yeah, but is it fake news? Is it the same as April Fool's jokes? Because I don't, you know, there was a thing about Krispy Kreme donuts and some kind of a prank that they pulled. The Krispy Kreme donut brand claimed it would change its name to Krispy Kreme, spelled C-R-E-A-M instead of K-R-E-M-E. And because Krispy Kreme is a UK company, and they're more, they did this because they wanted to be more Brit friendly. And
I never knew they were British. I always thought they were either from the South, because that's kind of where I first noticed them, was down in South Carolina.
Yeah, well, I think that they were originally, somebody came up with the idea over there. Whether it, the fake news outperformed real news on Facebook. Let's see here. I'm looking at 8.7 million engagements on Facebook, people following it. Like the top performing fake stories, Hillary sells weapons to ISIS.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
This was all on Saturday? Was that the deal?
This is, well, there were a lot of things on Saturday, so I want to know what you did on Saturday. What was there any acknowledgement that Saturday was April Fool's, or because we weren't on the radio, it didn't seem to make any difference? Anybody play any jokes on you, Jennifer?
No one played a joke on me. I played a joke.
Did you? On whom?
On Jeff.
Yeah. On Jeff. What did you...
It was really dumb. I just felt like I needed to do something. So he was getting out of the shower and packing a bag because he was going to come over to my house, like my way this weekend. And so I ran up to where he's got like some of his kids' toys in the living room, and I let out a blood curdling scream, and he came running. I tried to tell him that there was a mouse.
Nice.
And he fell for it, and he was like shaking when I told him April Fool's Day.
Really?
It was a pretty loud scream, I won't
what
lie.
What a rat you are.
Yeah.
All right, so
I thought it was kind of lame. I was ashamed of myself, but, you know, I needed something last minute.
Yeah. All right, I didn't have anybody play any April Fool's jokes on me. How about you? Did you, Victoria, have anybody play any jokes on you?
No, I guess because we weren't on the air and it wasn't like sort of top of mind, I didn't even realize it was April Fool's until I saw the Tom Brady thing and I thought that was weird. And then I realized, I'm like, oh, right, April Fool's was yesterday.
Yeah. All right. Are we getting numb to these things because there is so much fake news? Is that really what's going on? Are we
That could be. It's diluted the power of, or whatever the influence used to be of April Fools. Normally, there's always like at least one funny joke that goes viral that either Jimmy Kimmel does or someone does. Yeah. But I didn't see anything.
Yeah,
so.
The only one that I saw was really funny was. Do you know Grubhub, the food ordering service?
Yeah.
Well, they had a really funny one about, why can't I think of what it's called now? What, basically, the people who, like, jump off of buildings and run around, parkour. So they have a new parkour delivery service where all of your deliverers, they have, like, either a backpack or a bag that has your pizza in it, and they were doing, like, flips over everything and jumping, like, off of stairs. And I was like, man, I would not want my pizza after that. But it was a really funny commercial, so you
can
look
funny.
It up. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, so, Kara, that was your experience. So everybody had... At least by the time the day was over, we realized it was April 1st, and what an opportunity we had lost. It's okay.
Yeah, well, my sister's birthday is April Fool's Day, so I never really...
My cousin's too. Yeah.
I was amazed by how many people I saw wishing other people happy birthday on April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what was going on 9 months before that, but apparently something exciting.
All right, so what I did see were a bunch of really great puns... What kind of concert costs 45 cents?
I don't know.
A 50-cent concert featuring Nickelback.
Oh, boy.
How about that?
Jen likes them. Jen likes them.
Huh? Yeah, they're fine.
They are fine. I think they are. Uh-huh. All right, so there are a couple of them that I can't read on the air. Anyway, so it's been a lot of things going on. I just thought maybe we'd set the tone for the weekend, this past weekend, by understanding what people did on April Fool's or what they didn't do on April Fool's. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, we introduce you to something brand new on the DJV Experience. If you are someone who does his or her own laundry, and I'm going to guess that's all of us, I do my laundry. You do your laundry, Jennifer?
I'm taking applications to get rid of that job.
All right. How about you, Victoria? You do your own laundry.
Yes.
And Carrie, you do your laundry?
I sure do.
How often do you do your laundry?
Probably not as often as I should because I have to pay for it.
Pay for your laundry to get done?
I do because I live in an apartment complex and I don't have my own laundry machine.
Yeah,
really?
we don't even have laundry in our building, so I have to go to a laundromat or send it out, or most of the time
take
it to my parents.
I think a lot of people do that. No matter what your age, it's always good to have your parents,
yep.
Right?
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I told my mom that I keep bringing laundry to her place because it makes her still feel needed. She's like, I don't know. She's like, I don't know. I don't follow that logic.
I'm ready to get rid of that.
I need to be needed that badly.
Yeah.
I want to. Okay, well, we have a new promotional consideration to talk about. Speed Queen. You're familiar with that brand, right? Speed Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Not your average washing machine. Built to last 25 years, backed by industry's best warranty. That's a big load off your mind, if you'll pardon the pun. I have actually one of them. I did not buy the house that I moved into a year ago today because it had a Speed Queen. Say it again, Doug. There. A Speed Queen washing machine, but it does. So what we're going to do to celebrate Speed Queen and the fact they have the best backing in the industry, we're going to, starting this week, give away gift cards. You will call later on. You keep this in mind. Call later on during the week. Have a chance to win a $50 gift card. We'll give away a couple of those during the week this week. So then the gift card will be a way for you to get your laundry done in a way that you've never had it done before. How about that?
Pretty
exciting.
Cool.
That's good. All right. So anyway, that's what's coming up. That'll be maybe the highlight of the week. Remember the Hokey Pokey? I used to be addicted to the Hokey Pokey, but I...
Yeah, but then you turned yourself
turned
around.
Turned myself around.
I hated to step on your line.
That's right.
Not, not that much.
Do-do-do-do-do. Thank you. We'll be here all day, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if I can find one more that Jennifer hasn't seen that I have... I don't know. There's stuff that involves...
Jennifer's seen it all.
My toilet is such a loyal friend, it takes all of my... no matter what. Uh-huh. Okay. I can't use these on the air, actually. So.
I'm pretty sure you're done here.
You think I'm done here?
Yeah.
All right, 18 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Commute was exhausting. I was spending more time in my car than I was with my kids. It was tough for all of us. So we used Zillow to look for a place closer to work. Sure, there were some trade-offs, but you know, I feel like I got my family back.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
All right, don't forget our question of the week, 800-282-2333, 800-282-2333. Every week now we have a question, a special question, and then after you're done answering the question, yes or no, there are some special offers for you that you can take advantage of, which may include the $50 gift cards from the Speed Queen folks. Could be a new dishwasher or a washing machine or a dryer you can get at half price. Who knows? You won't know until you answer the question. So answer the question is very good. Answer the question. 800-282-2333. Yes, when I give you the question. No, if you don't like my question, you don't like my attitude, whatever it is. 800-282-2333. 21 after the hour.
Hot collectors, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rosie Hamlin, real name Rosalie, lead singer of Rosie and the Originals. This was a one-hit wonder, Angel Baby. I can sing every single word.
We don't doubt you.
Yeah.
Angel Baby, my Angel Baby.
You knew what you were signing up for, Victoria, when you picked this song.
Yeah, there are a lot of songs that we can sing, but we choose not to, so.
Hey, this lady was 14 years old. She recorded this. She's only 71 when she passed away over the weekend. This song came out in 1960 and went right to the top, 13 weeks in the top 10. She said, I wrote a poem about a teenage love entitled Angel Baby. And then one hot summer day, we piled into a car, my friends and I, and went to a place in the middle of nowhere. Arrived at a place that looked like an old barn. It was actually an old airplane hangar. And it was a recording studio. A lot of those around in those days. 30 takes of the song recorded on a two-track machine. It was one of those things that you have a couple of carload of teenagers. They all want to be stars. Everybody at that point thought they could be a star. And they just throw stuff against the wall. They had the second song. The other side of the song was called Give Me Love. And didn't ever do anything. This was the only song, and you have to be my... None of the three of you recognize this song, right?
No.
At all.
I feel like I've heard it before.
Yeah, you have, because your father's played it. It's in that record library that you have there. 900,000 old records.
Right.
My angel baby. Ooh, I love you.
Okay, Miles, where are you?
All right. So the passing of Rosie. Sorry, Rosie. Sorry.
I think that's the first person that's died that we've talked about on the show that you've actually sounded sad about.
Really?
Yeah, everybody else, you're like, oh, they're still
dead.
Still dead.
Well, they are still dead. She's still dead, too. All right, Daryl Hall is not dead. Not the story. There's a concert venue owned by him that's suing a New York town, saying that measures taken to reduce the occupancy of the site would force the business to close. The dispute comes after negotiations to build an outdoor stage at Daryl's house have fallen apart, apparently. Lawsuit filed last month seeks to prevent the town of Pawling from lowering the venue's maximum occupancy from 318 standees to 198. The notice was given in early March that the venue's headcount was over capacity. Many of you may be familiar with Live from Daryl's House program that is performed and recorded in his home. What does that appear? I've seen this, but I don't remember.
Daryl's House is on CMT, I want to say.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's a great show. A really, really good show.
Yeah, and he brings in lots of heavyweights, and he has people in the house that are in the audience, right? They have seats, and they have people standing up. Is that how it works?
Yeah, Daryl's House is the name of his venue, but that's, I don't think it's actually his house.
Musical
it's
house.
His recording
it's musical
space,
house.
Yeah.
It's the same place that Rosie went with the originals to record Angel Baby. Although that was in California, wasn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
I can't say on that one. Well, at any rate, so Daryl is going to stick to his boots, if you know what I mean, or stick to his guns, one or the other. I don't know. These little towns are hard in business with some of them sometimes. 28 past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Slothful Induction. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Slothful Induction is a philosophical fallacy where an arguer resists the proper conclusion to inductive reasoning despite evidence to the contrary. For example, if a young man gets into 10 fights at school in 6 months, all with different people, all for different reasons, and then says that he has nothing to do with why the fights just find him, and then that's a slothful induction. The most you can do when someone is making a slothful induction is to point out evidence to the contrary. After all, people are free to believe whatever they want, regardless of evidence. Belief is a matter of preference, and the more people can acknowledge that what they believe is simply a belief and not a logical conclusion, the less attached they can be to defending their beliefs, and the less need they can feel to convert others to believing the same. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why.
Hi, 34 after the hour. I always like it when Jennifer says hi to me. She has a special hi. Have you noticed that, ladies? She has a special kind of a hi. Hi. Hi.
Well, now you're freaking me out a little bit.
All right. Jennifer Horn, I want to figure out, and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen are here. The concept of the news media discussion I have, I know that sometimes Jennifer and Victoria get angry or annoyed with me because I keep correcting them. It is not the media. It is the news media. There are lots of things that are part of the media. The news media is one. Television media, entertainment media, movie media, the printed media, all that sort of thing. Anyway, this is not a lesson on semantics, but I am interested to see the kind of groundswell of concern, I guess that's the best way of putting it, that seems to come from those folks in the news media who feel they are being threatened by the enemy of the people, Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump says the news media is the enemy of the people. News media says Trump is the enemy of the people. And I think that there may be some truth and falsehood to both of those assertions because it has to do with the First Amendment. It has to do with freedom of speech. It has to do with a lot of different things. Methinks thou dost protest too much is what I hang. That's the shingle I hang over the news media because they have pulled out all the stops. In the last hour of the program, I was talking about all of the things that show up today and all the news sites that I look at. And two-thirds of them are about Trump, and most of them are negative. And it's something I've never seen. I've been doing talk radio since 1974. I ran a newsroom in Boston at the all-news radio station for 2 years in the mid-80s. I never, ever, ever have seen anything like this in my life. Not that I'm sticking up for Trump one way or another, because I'm not even sure this is really about Trump. This is about the egos, the fractured or frazzled egos of the people who have for so long been unquestioned because of freedom of the speech, freedom of speech and freedom of the press, that sort of thing. So all of us on the radio and people on television and people who editorialize in newspapers and magazines all have been free to say what they want. And that's the way it ought to be. But when the president does and says what he wants, that's bad. How is that? How does that work in the system? How is it that we presume that the people who are running the news media have the right to say whatever it is that they want? They can print whatever they want. And so they dub Trump the enemy of the people because of what? Why is Trump the enemy of the people?
Because they didn't know he was
media.
Well, they didn't know he was going to win.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I actually think that this is a really crazy problem, and maybe I sound crazy when I talk about
it. Is it not a problem, really, or is it something
we're... No, I actually think I have my tinfoil hat on. Hold on. Let me get it on.
Okay.
The more I see of this unfolding, the crazier that this, all of this, Russia, the media, everything, looks to be like a TV show more than real life.
The soapbox. That's what it looks like.
I actually feel... like this is I believe that there's a deep state government, and I believe that it has shaken itself to its core because it was not anticipating this win, and because that this win poses a great threat to whatever the initiatives are of the deep state. I think that this is why
explain
you see so
deep
much.
State is when
it's like a shadow government. It's like it's a ruling class. People talk about this
the
stuff all the time.
The Bilderbergers, trilateralists.
Maybe I sound, and again, I realize that this sounds totally kooky, and a year ago I probably wouldn't have believed it myself.
People will portray it as being kooky because it doesn't fit into the mainstream, whatever that is. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
But this is so beyond Democrats. This is so beyond Republicans. This is so beyond party politics. This is about there being an agenda with this deep state government, and at all costs, they will oppose it, whether that means twisting the arm of the news media, whether that means twisting the arm of opposition in the Democratic Party, or perhaps even opposition in the Republican Party, like with the John McCains of the world.
So this was their business as usual has been disrupted by a dangerous man.
Something. Dangerous something, or maybe a dangerous will to be more globalist than populist. I don't know. I don't know exactly what that end goal is or what, but there's something else going on here. And all of this that we're looking at with Russia and the media, this is all distraction, and it's the red herring. It's trying to take us away from what we should really be seeing, and I don't know exactly what that is. I wish I did. Maybe I don't. Who knows?
All right, Victoria, you got any thoughts on freedom of the press, freedom of speech, the news media being upset because they aren't getting their way, wah, wah, wah?
I think it's, well, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, so I don't know anything about deep state government, but the media stuff, I mean, you know, Trump started this against the media way back when he was campaigning, so I don't think that I don't think it's fair to just say it's the whiny media. I mean, this was, you know, he's been going after them. He held press conferences where he promised it was going to be big announcements, and it was nothing and wasted everyone's time. So, I mean, they didn't forget that. So
that's
I think
job.
That, I think
what
that's both of them. No, but I'm saying I think both of them are equally at fault. So
okay.
I think Trump and the news media both, you know, should, unless they want to just stay in this vicious cycle, which I think this is just going to be the next 4 years. I don't think anything is going to change. There won't be a truce called. It's just going to be this. So, you know, either just accept it or get upset by it every day because it's not going anywhere.
Hmm.
See, I just think it's, there's such a difference because there's, look, I'm all supportive in definition as the media should be holding our elected representatives accountable. But this, I think, goes beyond that. The LA Times this past weekend had a four, and it's four parts, so it'll continue on until Wednesday or Thursday. A four-part thing on from the editorial board of the LA Times about our dishonest president.
Yeah, I saw that.
When was the last time you ever saw something like that? How many times have presidents told lies to us? Oh, every time, I think. Every president has told a lie. Has it been covered in four parts by media publications throughout the country? Absolutely not. There is something else here that is driving somebody nuts. It's driving me crazy. I can't keep up with all of it. It's just too much.
Well, it's to be ignored, basically. I think that it is, in this circumstance, it's to be ignored. I'm not, I've made it very clear where I stand on all of this stuff. This is more of a cultural thing for me than it is a political thing, because I think these people keep digging up stories about Trump to go back 30 years, 40 years, what he was like in military school. His father thought he was out of control. I mean, what the hell does that got to do? I don't know where Ronald Reagan went to school. I don't know where Bill Clinton went to school. I don't know any of that stuff about those people, but yet I'm told it's important to know where Donald Trump went to military school. I don't, there's nothing, but there's plenty of stuff going on. And does Trump cause a lot of the stuff? Yep, because of his personality. So his personality is different than others who have preceded him, or maybe he doesn't understand what the people in charge think he's supposed to do as the person titularly in charge. He's mistaken, apparently, his identity for being actually in charge, when in fact he's not really supposed to be in charge. The news media is supposed to be in charge. That's what I get out of reading all of this stuff. Wait, who does this guy think he is? He's going to tell us what we can do and what we can't. No, you do your own thing. You stand up to him, but you don't stand up to him like you are, like a bunch of crying, whining babies. And you're going to get him by exposing us to what's the real Donald Trump like?
But, you know, no other president in history has gone after specific media outlets the way that he has.
So I think what Victoria is saying is that we're getting a different response from the media. We've never seen this response from the media because we've never seen this response.
From the news media?
Yeah. We've never had a president calling out publications as, oh, the failing this and failing that. It's all tied to his ego. I mean, we've never had anything like that. So, of course, we're going to have, well, Doug, in my opinion, this is 100% tied to Donald Trump's ego. Yeah. And every single response that we're getting from the news media is unprecedented because they have never been antagonized.
Tied to the egos of the people who are running the
news media. So, I mean, is it their job to bring down the ego of the president just because they don't like it?
I don't like it. Like I said, my initial statement was, this is both the news media and the president should share the blame because they're both at fault.
You got it. And I think that's a good place for us to...
I just don't think that they respect him. I mean, I think that they thought they didn't get the election at coverage right. They didn't get the outcome right.
There's supposed to be mutual respect there. I don't know. For me, I guess it's different when you're the president
they're supposed
versus
to be
the media. But,
well, you're,
but I
you're
generally
supposed to respect the president
Yeah,
no matter what.
I generally have trouble no matter what. Ooh, I don't know if I agree with respecting the president no matter what.
I respected Obama no matter what. I didn't agree with... I mean, probably 98% of what he did, I hated. I didn't like. I thought it was horrible. But you still respect the office of the president.
I think that respect is supposed to go both ways.
I think that's the semantics, the office of versus the person who's there. There's that. That's what separates it out. Anyway, I think it's pretty interesting to see how both the sides are handling this or aren't, and the digging in. It just is. It's somebody who's been doing this a long time. I look at this, and it's so obvious what's going on. I mean, it would seem to me that people ought to at least see that and know from our perspective whatever is going on. It's really something new and different. I've never seen anything like it. I've been doing this for long enough to be considered a veteran and someone who ought to have some credibility in these areas because of my experience. And I have not seen, and it annoys me, and to Victoria's point, on both sides. Trump ought to, at this point in time, get the point of what is disrupted. Part of the job of the president and in the presidency is to be a cheerleader for America and to bring us together. Obama didn't do a good job in that department. George Bush didn't do a good job in that department. I think Bill Clinton actually did a fairly good job in that department of making us feel good about being Americans. Ronald Reagan was a master at making us feel good about being Americans. I don't think people felt bad when George Bush, the father, was the president. But it's gone. It's lost on us now, all of this stuff. It's lost. Feeling good about when we wake up in the morning is important. To get up, feel good about your family, your home circumstance, what you're going to do today for work, what's the end of the day going to be like. You're going to watch the Final Four and have fun with that and not have things that are going on in the government lurking over us morning, noon, and night. That's not what the government's supposed to be about. It's what. But any place you go, any place I go, it's always the same. And when people know what I do for a living, the same question comes up all the time, to the point where I don't want to tell people what I do for a living, because it's the same thing on both sides. You look at Facebook. I go by the postings of people who send things. I go by them no matter which side they're on, because they're inconclusive. And they say the same. They make the same points on both sides over and over and over and over and over again. So I'd rather post on. Did you see the stuff, Victoria, that I posted over the weekend on the?
I did not. What were you up to?
Facebook page. I go, we'll talk about some of the things that are there, and they're good. They're positive. They're fun. They're meaningful. That's the kind of stuff. That's the communication business that I want to be in. Fun and or meaningful. And or something that you take away that you didn't know before. Something comes of this program that you didn't know about. And the things that we need to kind of know about. And that doesn't include a lot of things about the business of Gorsuch. Although I think actually it's becoming obvious that the guy is kind of unflappable. From what I can see, he's not... He's not rolling over to anybody. And whether this was the right choice or the wrong, whether it was an accident or whether it was on purpose, I think at the end of the day, hopefully, anyway, Trump and the administration get credit for putting somebody up there that isn't like most of the other people that I have talked about, you know, some of the care. And frankly, I've been wrong about a few. And my colleagues in the farming industry have said to me that I was wrong about Perdue, who is the designated Secretary of Agriculture. He at first didn't appear to be headed in the right direction. Apparently, some of my friends that I trust tell me that he is. Not same about Scott Pruitt, though. There's nothing about him. that's a disaster waiting to happen, that whole business about what's going on at the... Anyway, so, okay. So we've had our time with that. Enough. Already. It's 11 minutes before the hour here on the DJB Experience and In Our World.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea,
gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Talk time, 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. They introduce Victoria Keelan, who has several important statements and considerations when it comes to technology news that she will pass along after I find out from you as to your hiring. How's your business going? You need to post a new job this week to find a new candidate for an important job, and you are frustrated because there are 200-plus job sites where you can post this, and you think this is going to be an all-day affair? No, no, no. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to all the job sites, including social media networks. One click, and one click only, gets you to ZipRecruiter.com and a place where you can find the perfect hire. Post your job to all the sites at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why do you need the DJV? Because it's free. You can use their facilities to start a process so you don't have to juggle all the emails. These people screen the candidates. They will present to you the right person, and very quickly, you'll find out quickly how well they can help you. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use it free. Right now, you're a listener. You get the benefit. You've got a company. You're trying to find a new employee. Post the job at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so what's up with Samsung?
Oh, well, Samsung is back in the headlines again. They've announced the specs of the new Galaxy S8 and the S8 Plus.
Oh, that's not a complaint.
Now, this is big news. I mean, the last time we talked about Samsung was not that favorable. The Galaxy S7s were exploding. They became illegal on planes, trains, and automobiles. Then their washing machines decided to lose their minds and blow up and spin across the room. So Samsung's had kind of a rough time in 2016, and they're hoping that the Galaxy S8 and the 8 Plus will turn everything around for 2017. Some of the new features that they've announced, they have a curved screen that it's called an edgeless screen, so it flows right into the side of the phone, which is kind of cool, like an infinity edge pool. The physical home button is removed entirely. That's a little bit behind compared to some other Android devices. And then the S8 is also the first phone to feature Bixby. That's Samsung's new AI assistant. So Bixby will go up against Siri and Alexa. They claim that Bixby is fundamentally different, however, because Bixby listens and pays attention to what you do on your phone. So if you say you call your mom every day at 4 p.m., Bixby will then remind you, hey, do you want to give your mom a call because it's 4 p.m.? So
your
it's a very
Bixby. Hi, Bixby.
It's observing behavior. So it's as artificial intelligence gets smarter, then that's what Samsung is hoping to capitalize and make them stand out. Yeah. So we'll see. They haven't announced pricing yet, but it would probably be comparable to the Galaxy Note 7.
All right. So there is also something going on. People raising money to buy internet histories of various lawmakers. Is this going to be Republicans all bad and Democrats all good? Who's responsible for this? Who started the GoFundMe campaign?
Well, angry citizens have started the GoFundMe campaign.
Angry on which side? That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I have Republican friends who are appalled by this legislation, and what we're talking about is the House Republicans have voted to let internet service providers sell your private data without your consent.
I'm for shutting them down on this.
So this is not a political issue, really. I mean, House Republicans did the voting, and they did it, but
looks like a way to bribe. It looks like a way. This is the way it reads. It looks like they're trying to intimidate. You do this, and we're going to get you, kind of stuff.
Against the consumer?
No, if you're going to do a GoFundMe campaign and the money is aimed at trying to figure out what the lawmakers have done on the internet, what kind of stuff they have followed,
Retaliation. I mean, consumers are saying, hey, how do you like me now? If you want to do this to us, we're going to do this to you. Now, this is illegal, what they're doing. It is illegal to go and fish people's private data.
Clearly, yeah.
However, it's not stopping them, and this is going, to me, I don't think this issue is dead yet. I think this is going to be up for a fight. So, we'll see. We'll keep everyone posted on the progress.
Facebook and Mozilla are among the companies launching a $14 million fund to promote news literacy and increase trust in journalism as a result of the challenges. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of that, Frank. Let's keep our eye on that, Victoria, if we can. Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.